Well, yesterday was a very weird day. There were two Monday football games, two count 'em. Kansas City defeated Buffalo. Dun, 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 dun. And Phoenix, the Cardinals, defeated the Dallas Cowboys. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that the NFC East is probably the worst division in the history of football. We'll take a look at the way the other divisions look. The Bills are 4-2 in the AFC East. The Dolphins are 3-3. The Patriots are 2-3. And the Jets are the only winless team. They are 0-6. All right. That is in the AFC East. The AFC West, the Chiefs are 5-1, Raiders 3-2, the Broncos 2-3, and the Chargers are 1-4. In the AFC North, the Steelers are 5-0, Ravens are 5-1, the Browns 4-2, and the Bengals are 1-4. The AFC South, the Titans at 5-0, the Colts at 4-2, the Texans at 1-5, and the Jaguars at 1-5. Okay. So that's the way that looks. Then you come over to the National Football Conference. This is the absolute horrible joke. The Cowboys lead the division at 2-4. In second place, a half game behind, the Eagles. They are 1-4-1. In third place, one game out of first place, the Giants at 1-5. Tied with Washington in last at 1-5. That's a pretty horrible division. That's a total of 5 wins in that division. Total of 5 wins total. And a total of 18 losses. 5-18. In the NFC West, the Seahawks are 5-0, the Cardinals 4-2, the Rams 4-2, the 49ers 3-3, and the NFC North, the Bears are 5-1, the Packers 4-1, Lions 2-3, the Vikings 1-5, and the NFC South, the Buccaneers are 4-2, Saints are 3-2, Panthers are 3-3, and the Falcons are 1-5. Just absolutely amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, that's the sorry tale of the NFL. Now, we can bring you the tale of Major League Baseball. The World Series starts tonight, the Dodgers versus Tampa Bay. All right, we've got Pat Pagano coming along. He'll take a look at our tri-state forecast. That comes up in just a few minutes here, and Mike will return tomorrow.